We want to remind everybody to join us most weeks back home at the Chase Bank Auditorium. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, your turn. All your questions, of course, as they will be this show, are about politics. Tom, back in 1999, during a tense debate, the lieutenant governor of Alabama was forced to do what on the State House floor?
In a tense debate, the governor...
Yes, very tense, a lot at stake.
Breathe into a brown paper bag.
No. Well, when I say he did it on the floor, I mean he did it on the floor.
Oh, my goodness. He wet himself.
No, close enough, he urinated. He urinated on the House floor. This is what happened back in 1999.
Without getting any on himself?
Yeah, it was quite it was intentional.
He was making a point.
No, he wasn't making... Everybody's a critic. No, what happened was... There was a huge legislative fight in Alabama, and he had the floor of the House during this fight. And he knew if he left the floor, his political opponents would grab control of the session.
Oh.
And nature called, and called again. And so he decided to finally take the call behind the speaker's podium.
See,
turns out he hadn't been state house trained.
But since then, they've installed a urinal back. No,
what happened was, actually, is the sergeant of arms came in and rubbed his nose in it and said, bad, bad, Lieutenant Governor.